Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav, that Nikta Roishoy Shalov, Chmon is somebody, his father's head was chopped off. Nikta Roishoy Shalov. Allah Rezayna Matamaloi. We're talking about a Kohen. A Kohen Lamaisa, a Kohen Hedyit, has the Easter not to touch a mace, but to his seven Kroivim is Mutta. A Kohen Hedyit is Mutta to Matama, La'ovev, Le'imai, La'choysa, Le'yachiv, B'noi, Bitoi, and La'chalel, to his sister. And to his wife. He's Mutta to Matama. So saying a Chiddush now, that Rachmanis, let's say his, the Kohen's father's head was chopped off. Kids of the father's dead, but his body is not Sholem. The head is chopped off. Nikta Roisha Shalaviv. So Chizda says the Chiddush ain't a Matamaloi. This Kohen now, this son, is not allowed to be Matamas for his father now. My time away, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Li'oviv, says the Kohen can be Matama to his father, for his father. So we dashin bizman shu sholem. Lo'aviv means only calls the man your father is sholem, the body is sholem. For lo'i bizman shu chosen. But not bizman, the body is missing. If the head is chopped off, is missing in the body, then the Kohen does not, the son, does not have heter to Matama Li'oviv, and he can't do it. So he says, the Kohen head yit marry. Shemutal Tam Liyoviv, but Vulay the Kohen God of Nazir. We're not talking about a Kohen God or a Nazir, because they don't have any heta to Matama to their father. Only a Kohen Hedjit has a heta. So if Chiddush is saying a Chiddush, then in this case he can't. Oh, Malay Rav Hamnunas, Rav Hamnunas, that's the Kashuk of Chizda. Ela Meyati solved the way you're saying it, what's going to be? Kozo Bepikto the Arvis. Let's say somebody, your father, is walking down this valley, particularly the Arvis, which is a very dangerous valley to walk down there. Haitai says, Bika Shemitsuim Ganve. There was a Bika, it's a dangerous valley, that there are bandits there. Upaskua Ganve the Reisha. Rachmanis, the Ganovim there, the bandits, chopped off your father's head. If a Kohen's father was walking down this valley, and the bandits there chopped off his head. Is Hochinamid Lele Tamalei? You want to take a Tamil of Chizda, according to your Svar, it's like it true now. If the son goes down that road and sees his father there, he can't be Matam, he can't bury him. According to your Drush, is that true? So Omalei answered back, no, in your case, I'll be masking. So I says, Mustama, the Kashu was of Ramun Est, the son of a Maisim that happened, and they saw the way there was a Heta to be Matama. So of course, not like you, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda answers back, no, in your case, it's different. Omalei, Mace Mitzvah Kamrit. Well, you're talking about a case of a Mace Mitzvah. Because if you find somebody in this road, this dangerous road here, nobody usually goes down there. Normal people don't walk down this road. Because they know it's a dangerous road. So if you find a Mace there in that road, nobody else is going to take care of him. That's called the Mace Mitzvah. A Mace Mitzvah means you find a Mace in the street, and nobody's there to take care of him. Then there's a new het of a Mace Mitzvah that a Kohen is allowed to take care of. Forget about if it's father, even if it's not his father. Halacha is if a Kohen sees a Mace Mitzvah, the Kohen is allowed to be Matamal, a Mace Mitzvah. So in this case, where your father is in this type of a road, that in this road nobody else would help him out, that's why it's Mutta to be Matamal to your father. So it's not a Kashran of Chizda. If you need the Heter because he's your father, like it being a normal road, that even if you wouldn't take care of him, other people will take care of him, so then the only Heter for the Kohen is because it's his father. If because of its father, then we make the drasha li'oviv bizman shu sholem v'loy bizman shu chaser. If the father is chopped up, the son can't be matama to him. But over here, we're not going through the heter of li'oviv. True, it was his father. But even if it wouldn't be his father, the heter here is because it's a meis mitzvah. So it's a meis mitzvah, then it's mutter. So that's what Gemara says. Omalei meis mitzvah kamrit. Hashto yeshloim abach rini. Mechayiv. Madach, if it would have been somebody else, not the Kohen's father, it'd be mutter for the Kohen to take care of a Mesa Mitzvah, the Oviv Lekol Shechein. So now that it's your father there down this road, that if you don't take care of him, nobody else will take care of him, for sure it's mutter. For the Gemara, for high Mesa Mitzvah, in this case called the Mesa Mitzvah. For your time you will learn, Ezeyo Mesa Mitzvah. What's called the case where you find a dead person, and it's called a meis mitzvah, bazundra heter, a new halacha of a meis mitzvah, that even a kohen hedyit is allowed to touch him. What's the case? Kol she'ein loy kovrim. We don't have anybody to take care of him, to bury him. Koira? But what about if we scream out and say, listen, there's a meis here. The acherim moinam oisoi, and other people come to help out to bury him. Ain't the meis mitzvah.
that's not called the Mace Mitzvah then. If you have anybody else coming to help him out, that's not considered the Mace Mitzvah. For her, Islay Bray, and over here we're talking about the son is around. So since the son is around, Lechur, it's not called the Mace Mitzvah then. Since the father, he has a son, so the son is around, it should not be called the Mace Mitzvah. So over here, why do you say it's called the Mace Mitzvah? Lechur, again, the only heter should be, is because it's his father. But not because of his father, it's not a Mace Mitzvah. So Marin says, Kivon the causal, Biurcha, since we're going down, we're talking about now you found your father in this dangerous road, is Kimi Shein Loi Kovrim Dami. Since through this dangerous road, nobody else would go down there, like the son is the only one that would do it. Nobody else would go down there, he could scream today till tomorrow, nobody would go down there, so that's all considered like a Mace Mitzvah. So therefore, here the heter is that the Maisa, forget about being your father, it's a Mace Mitzvah. That's the heter for the Kohen to be Matamal, the Mace Mitzvah. So therefore, here Rav Chizda would agree. But in the case of normal streets, Rachmanis, if the Kohen sees his father dead there, and the body is not Shalim, that's the law, like Rav Chizda, that the son is not allowed to be Matamal to that in this case. With Darshan only the Oviv, Bezman Shu Shalim, Vloy Bezman Shu Chasim. Neisvei, the kasha like this. Neisvei, thus it says lo yitama. That again, a kohen is allowed to be matama lo. As to a sister's going on, your sister's not married yet. He's allowed to be matama. That's why he says neisvei lo yitama. Got the kohen head yiksev. V'yena matama lo prat liyevim in a chetz shel achoisai. Yes, but that's what lo yitama. Lo hu matama. A kohen is allowed to be matama to a sister. His sister that wasn't married yet. If she's nifta, so the kohen is allowed to take care of, allowed to take care of the kvura. But v'yena mitama li'evareho. But again, let's say a body is cut up, and he only has one eva, one limb of the body, he's not allowed to be mitama to bury that limb. L'fishena mitama li'eva minachai shalaviv. Because he can't be mitama to an eva, of his father. Avo machzeru aletzim kisera. But he's allowed to go over, machzer return, to bury an etzim kisera. Which the would be mashmir. Let's say you buried the whole body, and only missing just an etzem, a bone, this even the small size like a barley, that you would go bloody go back to be kaver. So my machzu aletzem kisera. What does it mean to say that you're allowed to go back now and bury a bone that's even the small size of a barley? Lav lameimer doesn't mean to teach us the meat the e machzu apurta loy. That if it's missing a little bit, you can't go back. But it's like this. Ava machzura letzim kisera. Lekoivra pirish. If nitmo kfal l'shar aguf. If you're ready with matama to the rest of the body, and you left over a small bone, you're allowed to go back to your matama to bury that bone also. So my mach, lav de chosa purtoch in ami. Ki yoviv chosa b'yerko yit mitamalo. So here it's mashmi the what, it's missing the machasa purtoch. My mother, the lama may be the mechasa purta. So the churat smashma that even though it's missing a little bit, you are allowed to be metama. So that's the kasha of chizda l'churah. Here it's smashma that just one eva, small eva by itself, that's not allowed to be metama too. But if you're metama to most of the body, and then you find a little piece left, you're allowed to be metama to that little piece. It's not like of chizda. Of chizda says it's only the zman shu shalem when you have the whole father there. But not when it's in pieces. And here it's smashed, even for a small piece, you're allowed to go back. Samara says, Loi, Hatel Yahi Reb Yudhi. This price now goes according to Reb Yudhi Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this. Reb Yehudi Reiner. Lo, the Pasuk says again, Metama lo, Kain's allowed to Metama to his sister, Metama. Viena Metama Levereho. But he's not allowed to be Metama to the pieces of his sister, Levereho to an Aver. Shein Metama Levereho Menachai Shalavit. And the Kabbalah is like Madach by your father, the same thing. You can't be Matana just for one Aver of your father. The same thing, a Kohen can't be Matama for one Aver, one limb of his sister. Aber Matama hu li'Aver min ha'meis shalaviv. But you are allowed to be Matama for an Aver of the meis shalaviv. So tell yourself like this. Reb Yudu, he, the Tanya, Yudu, I know. Lo Matama ben Matama li'Avorim. Lefi sheni Matama li'Aver min ha'chai shalaviv, Matama li'Aver min ha'meis shalaviv. Ha'idei chazor, like we just said before. That the chazora means if you matama the whole body, you know most of the body you found, and when you find most of the body in one piece, that you're allowed to bury. Then you're allowed to go back to take a small piece. Yenitma el shavaguf. But lechatchila, if you only find a small piece, for that you're not allowed to be metam.
All right, turn over.
The kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have this chilek that lechatchila you can only be metam to most of the body, and just then you can go back to a small part that you go back. Next thing is about lohu metam ve metam lebar prab. It's right. So kids, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, that you could go back even for a little bit. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to be shalom. For Tanya, for the Gemara, Rav Kana, Rav Loza ben Yaakov, that we darshin lo metamik metama for her, for yena metama liyavorim, but you can't be metama for yavorim for limbs. Prat le kizayis min ames, that you can't be metama just for kizayis of the mace, or kizayis nitzel. Kizayis nitzel, absolutely is late about that. That's the lechus, the wetness that comes out of the mace. Also, if you have a kizayis of it, or the juice that runs out of the body, you can't be matama for that either. Or molei tarvud rekev. It's also something we'll have later. Molei tarvud means a spoonful of rekev. Rekev is the rotten part of the body. After the body disintegrates, the rotten part of it that also has tumma to it. And there the shear is or molei tarvud. It means a spoonful of rekev. So a kohen can't be matama to any one of these three things. Yochel, I would have thought, lo yitama l'shedra. Again, we're talking about it's one of his kroivim. So I would have thought maybe you are then if you have the whole backbone of his kerv, lugugolois, or else to the skull, or leroy binyonoi, or else to the majority of the binyon, or that means the majority of the bones, or the height of the bones, or leroy binyonoi, even if it's not the row with the sizes of it, but if it's the majority of the amount of bones. Even if you take most of the small bones together, if you have roiv of the minyan, roiv of the account of the bones of the body, that I would think maybe not allowed to. See, when this apostle says, V'yomatra layin, that hoysav l'chla kosiv tumacheris. To tell you what, Kshuayim says, Kshuayim v'yomatra, the chsiv emra l'kahanim v'yomatra, his hoysav l'kosiv tumacheris, shetuchu litomei. Another tumah means that you're allowed to. Usvaruhu, lahamid emra v'yomatra achoysoi, tiyar v'lamuti evorim. They're talking about your sister. So by your sister we have a niyat that the evorim just to touch one limb to metama, one limb of your sister, that's awesome. Olahoisiv sheyochol itamis l'roi binyanoi. For when you have the most of the body there, or most of the account, the minion of the bones, that's mutter. Who are then if you have the backbone, you have the gogolis. That's also mutter.